Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let me ask you your opinion. Right now, gun to your head, who's winning the AFC? It's a tough call. There's something off in New England.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. I want to say the Patriots, but just that game the other day, you know, when Belichick and Brady are losing focus, because that to me is what happened in this game, something's wrong. There's something off. But I just can't buy it. There's something about the Chiefs that I'm prevented from saying they're winning it.
I think there's two big reasons. Number one, and I think this is fair, even though it's not based on anything but a feel.
And anybody else in the conference, I really can't see. Maybe the Chargers. Maybe.
Well,
but I don't know.
Go back to Kansas City for a second. It's because Super Bowl IV was a long time ago.
Right.
Let's be honest. Don't you
and
think
Andy
that's
Reid
a factor?
I think it's not so much that.
And Andy Reid
is that this team is? I mean, they haven't been to a conference championship game since Joe Montana.
And
how many times? How good have they been in the last number of years? And they can't even win a playoff game at home.
I'll tell you, man, I don't trust the Kansas City.
That's
Chiefs.
What I'm saying.
So
I'm with you 100%.
And while I still think the Patriots get there, I buy your point that something's off.
Something's off.
And that's why. And I'm just talking winning the AFC, not the Super Bowl.
Right.
I like winning conferences more than the Super Bowl. That's why I went to the FanDuel app and I started looking at these lines, thinking, is there
what
a bet out there?
What is Houston? What is the Texans?
That's the one.
What are
that's
they?
That's the 10-1. I am very intrigued.
It's not bad.
First of all, the quarterback you love.
I love the
quarterback. Is proven.
Big fan of the quarterback. Right. He's proven that he's pretty good. He's really good.
And I have confidence in him in a big game.
And I love, right, because what he did in college. And I love, J.J. Watt's back to being like a monster defensively.
And there's a shot that they could sneak out a first round.
And they got one of the best, if not the best, wide receiver in football. He's in the top three or four.
No question.
In DeAndre Hopkins.
10-1. The Steelers are also 10-1. I do not feel good about them either.
Something's way off there.
And
I don't even know if they're going to win the division, Pittsburgh.
No, they may not. Ravens certainly have a shot.
Yep.
And then you've got the Chargers, and I would have thought about them. The problem is they're only 4-1. All right, so they're being viewed.
Yeah, because right now, they're good.
They may not win the division. They got to go on the road then the entire postseason, potentially.
Well, right now, if it was the way it is now, they'd be going to Pittsburgh again to play the Steelers in the first round.
Right.
First round.
Yeah. And that means they're on the road the entire time, something fluky happens.
The one thing, though, is that they really don't have a home field advantage anyway.
But you'd rather be home than on the road. I get what you're saying, they don't have a home field advantage.
You'd rather be in L.A., I would give you that.
Having to win a game at Foxborough,
right,
having to
hard.
Win a game at Arrowhead is not easy.
Very hard. Very hard. So I probably
Texans. 10-1.
As far as making a bet, yeah.
Yeah.
But I still, if you ask me, I still probably lean to New England, although something is off there.
No, I absolutely.
You understand what I mean?
Well, I agree with you because I lean towards New England too. Right now, I think ultimately, like always, they'll be in the championship game, which they've been in every year since the Jets beat them.
Right.
And the odds are Kansas City's going to get tripped up.
Yes.
The coach has such a track record, and we even saw it a little bit in the Raven game. He coaches scared at times in these big spots.
No, I agree.
I don't trust him.
I agree.
And the Texans, to me, have the mix of value and they're good.
And they're flying. And the other thing good about the Texans, they're flying under the radar.
For now, they are.
Yep.
That
right
10-1 number is going to change. I am convinced.
Well, who do they got? They play the Jets this week. And who do they finish the season with?
I think they got divisional games.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm trying to think of who they actually play. I'll pull up their schedule real quick. But even with winning, I think it's just people are going to start to pay more attention to the fact that they've got a shot. And I think more money will go their way. Actually play Philadelphia on the road, and then they wrap up home Jacksonville.
Wow.
I think there's a very good chance.
You're looking at they'll probably win at least two of those games. You got to figure they're going 11-5.
Yes.
Which is probably not going to be enough to get them a bye.
They need the Patriots to get tripped up.
Right.
And the only game I really see the Patriots getting tripped up on is this
Pittsburgh
game.
Well, they'd have to win out. I mean, that means Houston would have to win the last three.
Which they have,
with the Patriots.
Because,
you know, they each lose a game and they're at it. They're still the three seed.
I think the more realistic thing is somehow the Pats losing in Pittsburgh this week. And that's Texans win out, Patriots lose in Pittsburgh.
And when they lose the other game, Buffalo and the Jets.
Yeah, at home. They're not losing those games, I don't think, at least. I know it's football, anything can happen.
No.
I would really be concerned something's wrong with the Patriots if they're losing at home to Buffalo or home to the Jets in a game they need.
Right. Yeah. No,
then I'd be concerned.
Yeah, no question.
But as of right now, and those numbers change, we saw it with that Redskin bet, even though there was a reason
why
it changed.
The bet is Houston.
It's Houston.
And who do you think's the other wild card in the AFC?
Who do I think eventually makes the playoffs?
Yeah.
Oh, the Ravens.
Yeah.
I think the Ravens and the Steelers will both make the playoffs. I'm not sure which team will win the division, but I think both get in.
Yeah.
I know the Ravens have a game in L.A. against the Chargers, which isn't going to be easy.
No.
But the other two games are home Tampa, home Cleveland games. I know Cleveland's not easy, but I expect the Ravens to at least win 9 games, probably 10, and I think that's going to be enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think they're dangerous in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think
they're always dangerous in a playoff.
They always
are. The Ravens are always dangerous.
Now, granted, if Lamar Jackson is starting, you're talking about a rookie quarterback.
But they're still dangerous, though.
Sure. Hey, when Flacco was a rookie, they got to the title game.
But you're right. If we were going to put the money, we're going to make a bet on this.
That's the one.
10-1 on the Texans is the way to go.
That's the one.
I would agree with that. And that's just to win the conference, not the Super Bowl.
Just the conference. Yeah, the Super Bowl thing. Because, look, we saw it with the Ravens in that Super Bowl against the Niners. They came very close to blowing that game.
Well, they also, how close did they come to losing in Denver? Remember the miracle they had to have in Denver to win that divisional round game.
Yeah, to me, I like these bets where it's just getting there, not winning the whole thing.
Right.
The Steelers at 10-1 and the Ravens at 22-1 are a couple to keep an eye on.
Right.
But the Steelers have been so shaky. I mean, so
right now, Kansas City's what? They're the favorite?
They are the favorite at +180, which is less than 2-1. And then the Patriots are 2-1.
And then the Chargers are 4-1.
And then there's the drop of Houston and Pittsburgh at 10-1. And then a huge drop with Indianapolis and Baltimore. Indianapolis is 21-1.
Right.
The Ravens are 22-1.
Right.
The Titans are 40-1.
Yeah. So let's go over to the NFC now. Well, obviously, 1-2 is going to be the Saints and the Rams.
I haven't seen the lines for them. I have to find that somewhere.
But I'm just, those are going to be the two teams with the bye, one way or the other, whoever's one, who's ever two.
Yep.
I don't think there's any question about that. All right. After that, you figure the Bears are probably going to win the North, probably.
They should now.
They should.
Especially with the Viking loss.
Right.
And the Cowboys are going to win the East.
And the Cowboys are going to win the East. Yeah. Right.
So and I think both of those teams will get decent numbers.
Decent numbers.
Yeah.
All right. But let's assume Seattle's going to be the lead wild card.
Right.
Let's give it to them.
Okay.
Because I don't see them.
No, they will be.
They're going to be no worse than 10-6.
It's going to be tough. They'd have to basically lose out at this point.
Right. They got who do they have coming there? That's Kansas City, isn't it?
They have Kansas City at home, but it's sandwiched between at San Francisco and home Arizona.
Right. So they're going to be minimum 10-6.
Yeah, they're in. The last wild card spot's the interesting one.
And right now, 8-8 could very well. I mean, you're looking at. You're looking at Minnesota, who's a .500 team right now. 8-8 could easily win that.
No question.
Second wild card.
Right now, after Seattle, here's what you got. You got the Vikings in a playoff spot.
Yes,
at
I know
6-1.
Correct.
And then you've got the Redskins, Eagles, and Panthers all at 6-7.
Right.
And the Giants and Buccaneers.
Well, you got
at 5-8.
The Packers at 5-7-1.
I forgot them. You're right. 5-7-1.
They're ahead of the Giants and the Lions.
Correct. They're after those 6-7 teams.
Right.
So it is a muck of mediocrity.
Muck of mediocrity.
And think about what those teams have done recently. Carolina's collapsing.
5 in a row.
The Vikings are not playing well.
No.
They've lost a couple in a row.
Yep.
The Packers did beat Atlanta, but they haven't played well.
No.
The Redskins are a mess.
Forget the Redskins. They're done.
Okay.
I hate to tell you
They're in it.
No, they're in it, but it's over.
Well, them winning a wild card does nothing for me. It's the division.
Yeah,
they don't win the division.
But
I don't care.
To me, they're done. The Eagles, I mean, that was a brutal loss for the Eagles in Dallas. It's a brutal loss.
The problem is this.
And they
got to
go play
tough.
The Rams.
And then the Texans.
Yeah. Where's that game in Philly?
At home, at least. That's why the Giant fans fantasize it, because they see this mediocrity.
You know what? Don't be shocked if the Packers wind up winning that second wild card at 8-7-1.
Oh, boy, can you imagine
I could imagine it. I mean, they play the Bears this week, though.
Yeah.
That game's in Chicago, right?
Yep. You know what team I think is going to make?
I'll tell you
the team right now, if I had to guess. I think it'll still be the Vikings.
Who they got left?
Miami at home.
Yeah.
At Detroit.
Yeah.
And then the Bear game, and the Bear game may not matter.
Where's the Bear game?
It's in Minnesota. I think if I had to guess right now, the Vikings get that last playoff spot.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And I think they'll somehow finish 8-7-1.
Yeah, yeah.
And that would maybe enough for them.
Yeah, well, it probably will be.
Yeah.
Probably will be enough.
If I had to bet, I think it'd be them. I think the Green Bay thing, the game in Chicago is a very tough game.
I still can't I know the schedule's very hard. I can't completely dismiss the Eagles. I can't. I don't know why, but I can't.
No, it's because they won the Super Bowl last year. I mean, I know the why.
Again, I mean, it wasn't like they laid down. Some of the calls in that game were despicable. Again, that hurt the Eagles in the Dallas game. But having to go to L.A. to play the Rams with the home field advantage throughout the playoffs on the line there for the Rams, I don't know.
You know what?
That's a pretty big deal.
I think the Eagles are going to have to win out because I really think the Vikings will get to 8-7-1.
Yeah, you're right.
And if they get to 8-7-1, obviously that beats 8-8. Yeah, and that's what Philly would be at if they don't beat the Rams. That's why I have a tough time saying Philly. I'd bet the Vikings. That'd be the team.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Despite the two straight losses. Yeah. But think about who they lost to. Think about their last three losses or their last four
losses.
What's
the Packers? Who, after the Bears and the Jets, who did they play last week? The Packers.
Oh, the Packers?
Yeah.
Bears, Jets, Lions. Think about this with the Vikings.
I'll tell you what. Here's what I'm going to say. If Green Bay wins this week against the Bears, they're going to make the playoffs.
Think so?
I do. Because I think they're going to beat the Jets.
If they beat the Bears,
what's
going to
be a home game for the and what'll be a home game for the Packers, because 70% of the place is going to be cheeseheads at the MetLife.
Right.
And then they got the Lions.
They won't
Lions
have the,
in Green Bay.
Yeah, but they won't have the tiebreak on Minnesota because Minnesota won
and they tied. Yeah.
Minnesota's losses
this
year.
So Minnesota has to lose twice for the Packers to get it.
And listen to this with the Vikings. Here are their losses this year. At Seattle, at New England, at Chicago, home against the Saints, at the Rams.
In Seattle. Right.
The only loss that was bad was the Buffalo game, the disaster. Outside of that, all their losses have been at teams that are going to be in the playoffs easily.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And their final three games, or two of the three games, are against teams that likely won't be in the playoffs.
Right. Now, you're probably right. Minnesota's going to get there.
I think they're the team at 8-7-1 at least. Maybe 9-6-1 if they can win out, depending on what that Bear game actually means.
Right. But Seattle's in, though. Seattle's in.
Oh, yeah. They locked it up.
No doubt.
Great job by Pete Carroll.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.